3, 2, 1 is the loneliest. No, okay.
I got my feet in cement. I got my head in the clouds. You might call me demented, but I am too damn proud. I got a hunger for something outside the status quo. So pull up your chair. We are full automatic. We are out and about. We are singing hallelujah with our hearts torn out. No need to beat on what you already know. Your place has been set.
Well, hello, lovies, and contrary to popular belief, believing that singing would be the introduction to the host of this particular Eat This Hot show, it is not true. It is I, your Auntie Vera Charles, and I'm back along with my co-hosts for another exciting edition of this pile of wormy shit that we like to call Eat This Hot show. And allow me to introduce my co-hosts. I have to my left the lovely, the talented, the ever beautiful Wanda Wisdom. Say hello, Wanda.
Well, hey there, hi there, and hello there, you fat tranny whore.
And to my other side, you can tell because that's where the odor's coming from, is the fat, old, ugly, food allergic lesbian, Madge Weinstein. Say hello, Madge.
Hello. I'm only going to talk about happy things today, which means you probably won't hear me talk much.
I was just going to say, then perhaps you won't be speaking at all, so Wanda and I will do our best to pick up the slack.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anything new and exciting, ladies, to start out this wonderful 82nd edition of Eat This Hot Whore Hole?
Oh, that sounds so delightful when you put it like that. Well, it is tax day, and I just moments ago finished filling out my tax forms because I'm retarded, and I have no reason to wait to the last minute because, in fact, I'm getting money back, and that's how stupid I am.
Well, that's very exciting. Can you tell us how much you're getting back?
No, I cannot tell you, but it's not very much. I did the numbers like 3 different times thinking, really? Is that all I get? But, you know, hey, it's a pair of pantyhose for a working drag queen.
Is that all there is? And we know that Madge doesn't worry about taxes at all, so we could probably skip over that subject.
Yeah. Actually, no, we're not going to skip that.
We're not?
But
oh,
can I, before Madge goes on her teabag
please.
Terror, have you guys teabagged anyone today?
I'm a woman, and no.
But you could teabag with your layups.
No.
No?
I have not teabagged anyone today.
Oh, okay. All right, proceed.
Does teabagging yourself count?
Can you do that?
Christ on a wheel.
If you're limber enough.
You can.
Anyway, all right, go ahead. Go ahead, Yetta. Tell us what you're going to tell us.
Listen, stop with the Yetta. The Yetta is a very racist word, I found out. It's short for Henrietta, neither of which applies to me.
I thought
that
Yetta
was your
middle name.
She was a wonderful singer.
Christ on a whore.
That was a good one. You got to give me bonus points.
Yeah.
I just charged.
Is this happy?
No, this is not happy.
Then you're
this
already going against what you said. You're already.
Well, I lied.
Well, I guess then we can't trust you, can we?
No.
All right, then go ahead. Liar.
Oh, God.
Yet a liar.
So I just charged $8,000 to a credit card so that I could pay a portion of the taxes I owe for 2008. Just a portion.
What's the interest rate
on
your
fucked.
Card?
Excuse me?
What's the interest rate on your card?
It's actually 0% until October.
Oh.
Then it goes up to like 7 or something. But it's a mess. It's a mess. And then it's a mess. It's a mess. It's a mess. It's a mess. My former employer screwed me on taxes. And because I didn't send my stuff to the accountant till last week, I didn't find out about it. And I also found out that people in my same situation have the same problem from the same employer. And it's really, really seriously bad because it basically means that I owe, as it was, I already owed like $10,000 because I didn't pay quarterlies last year. Now I'm going to owe about, if this number is correct, which I really hope it's not. If it's correct, then I have to pay about $22,000.
Holy Christ.
Yeah.
And what did the employer do? Did the employer overstate your earnings or understate your earnings, or what the fuck did they do?
I don't really understand it. It's some fucked up accounting, you know, and I asked about it, and then they just, you know, spew some mumbo jumbo that I'm obviously not going to understand back to me instead of just writing it out an explanation. It's really bad. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's just a mistake. I hope it is. But it's not just affecting me. And so that's the good part, but it's really fucking fucked because I don't have that money. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is happy. I'm glad you shared that. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's a great day.
It's good.
Well, guess what? At least you're not in the hospital with some unknown ailment. So
are you?
You can always feel. No, my dad is still.
Still? Oh, that's too bad. What happened? I mean, I know what happened last
Nobody
week.
Nobody still don't know anything. They're still waiting for a bunch of tests to come back because they've tried everything and everything comes back just fine.
Is he still in ICU?
No, they took him out of the ICU finally, but he's too weak to really leave the hospital, so, which, you know, kind of blows. And I think my mother's about 3 minutes from a nervous breakdown because she's doing a good job holding it all together, but I can only imagine that.
He has that disease. I forget what you called it, right?
Yeah. Well, in fact, when they long story short, it was probably a misdiagnosis because then they did the surgery on his legs, which improved all of the problems that he had had, meaning the chronic pain and everything else. And but the problem that he had in his legs did such damage that he lost 60 pounds. He became very weak. And so all of a sudden his body was being, you know, riddled with opportunistic infections. And so now, even though he's should be on the mend, his body's just too weak to fight off a bunch of crap. And now they think there might be, you know, the dreaded C word somewhere in the mix. And that's why they're waiting on some more tests.
Did they do a bunch of scans, I hope?
Yeah, and right now they're waiting on some fungus cultures, which apparently fungi take a long time to culture.
Yeah,
and so between that and the biopsies for the cancer, they hopefully will know something soon.
Maybe they left something in them. A lot of times that happens in surgery; they leave rags and stuff in the patient and it makes them sick. Maybe it happens a lot. Not. No, that would be good because then they just take it out and it's done.
Yeah.
What was the misdiagnosis? Was that the Addison's disease? Did we talk about that? Is that
I don't know if he actually had the Addison's disease. Now that they figured out that, you know, he was, because basically they found out that he had an artery that was blocked off in his leg, and so it was essentially his leg was getting like, you know, 1/10 or less of the blood supply it was supposed to, which is why what was causing him all this chronic pain, and they had diagnosed it as Addison's. So I don't know where the Addison stopped and the leg problems began, quite frankly.
But, Dr. Addison Shepherd.
Yeah. So I have no idea, and the bottom line is he's alive and not worse. And
well,
I'm
that's good. That's
that.
A step in the right direction.
That's too bad. I have to tell you that If my accountant calls, I have to take the call during the show, but I don't think he will because it's tax day and he's busy.
Okay, I'll write that down. Wanda,
we got to pep things up here, Zippy McSquirrelson.
How much did you? Or how was your tax return, Vera?
Well, I don't do it.
I knew you were going to say that.
She makes too much money to do
it.
But
you still
taxes.
Have to sign it. I mean, you and Gooch aren't. I mean, you have to file separately, don't you?
Federally, yes, because our federal government's fucked. But in our state, we file married because we're actually, before they dropped the bomb of Proposition 8, we did get married. And so we filed joint, and that was wonderful.
On me, yeah.
But
baby,
we, yep.
Baby.
What did you say, darling?
I'm just singing that song.
But so you can still file jointly even though that Proposition 8 shit happened?
Right. Well, because we're still married. The Proposition 8
Really?
The Proposition 8 was not retroactive to those of us that already got married.
Which is why they're still waiting on that Supreme Court decision, because that's one of the questions that it's going to ultimately determine, is if all of those marriages that were performed are still valid, which very likely they will be. Because you'd have gays in the streets burning shit up if
Well, that's great. That really gives one a sense of equality, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, we suck dick, so we don't count. The mentality
or a vagina.
Or lick vagina, yeah.
That's right.
Hey, have they finally seated Al Franken, Wanda?
Well, I would bet you money that in the next couple days we're going to get Mr. Coleman to step down. But he will not be seated because Coleman has vowed to take the matter to the state Supreme Court. Now, they could, if the state Supreme Court rules in Franken's favor, Coleman could take it to the federal court system, and they could potentially keep it there for years. Now, that's very unlikely to happen, and you've already got a bunch of conservative, even conservative nut jobs calling for Coleman to just give up already. So I would imagine that now that the vultures are overhead, it is only a matter of days or weeks.
And what's the... Go ahead, Madge.
No, it's okay. I was just breathing.
Oh, I was going to... What's the...
How dare you?
Sigh. Oh.
It's all right. I wasn't interrupting.
Okay. What's the difference in numbers?
I think it's like 212. I mean, it's ridiculously small.
Okay. All right. So what do you ladies think about all of these tea parties that are going on protesting taxes today?
Are they? I'm joining. Where's the nearest Tea Party? I'm so there.
Well, it's so funny because it's all these Republicans, and no one knows how the source, where it started.
Oh, then I'm a Republican because today, then. I don't give a shit.
Here's the point. They're protesting taxes, but these are the taxes that were installed by their God. You know, these are all George Bush taxes that they're all of a sudden enraged in protesting and calling it Obama's fault, where the only people Obama is raising taxes on are the really rich.
And me.
No, you're not. Yeah, your taxes are not raised, darling. Your taxes are what they are from the past administration. They have risen, just like Christ on Easter. Mm-hmm. But these people are too fucking dumb. You know, they're just trying to... I don't know what it is about this witch hunt for Obama. I mean, it is really funny. But anything and everything this man does, they're coming down with a sledgehammer on him.
Oh, yeah. We've got... I mean, we have crazy nutjob Michelle Bachmann here in Minnesota as well. And she has literally called for a revolution on more than one... I mean, like, not even, like, thinly veiled. She said... I want Minnesotans armed and dangerous on this one particular issue she was crazy about. And she's called, you know, for people to stand up and revolt against their government. And I'm thinking, how does a congresswoman get away with what essentially amounts to sedition at the very least, you know, and not be called on the carpet for it? I mean, can you really do that? I don't know.
I don't think you can incite people to violence. I think that's against the law.
Is she the one that was hiding in the bushes?
Yes. She's the one that goes all the way back to when she was a state senator and she was proposing a bill to ban gay marriage in the state of Minnesota. Yeah. Mm. So she's got a long track record. And it's like daily she comes out with something even
more
ridiculous.
She just bored or what? I mean...
No, she's trying to make hay off of, you know, just like the nom-nom people.
Oh, God.
What is that? I am so out of touch. I have no idea what's been going on because I don't know what a nom-nom person is.
Floors and taxing.
Yeah.
Nom is the, what is it? What's it stand for?
I was going to say something really horribly offensive, but I won't. National Organization of Marriage.
That's it. And have you seen the clips, Madge? Have you seen the storm is gathering clips?
Oh, you have been out of it.
No, I haven't seen that.
There's a storm gathering.
The clouds are dark and the winds are strong.
And I am afraid.
Some who advocate for same-sex marriage have taken the issue far beyond same-sex couples.
They want to bring the issue into my life.
My freedom will be taken away.
I'm a California doctor who must choose between my faith and my job.
I'm part of a New Jersey church group punished by the government because we can't support same-sex marriage.
I'm a Massachusetts parent helplessly watching public schools teach my son that gay marriage is okay.
But some who advocate for same-sex marriage have not been content with same-sex couples living as they wish.
Those advocates want to change the way I live.
I will have no choice.
The storm is coming.
But we have hope. A rainbow coalition of people of every creed and color are coming together in love to protect marriage. Visit nationformarriage.org. Join us.
Paid for by National Organization for Marriage, which is responsible for the content of this ad.
Well, it's God, are you okay? Do we need to do an intervention?
Was that a groan? Or are you going to say something?
If an intervention involves collecting $22,000 for me, yes.
We could have like
a magathon,
a Frito pie sale.
No, we need to have a magathon.
Yeah,
and we'll get Jerry Lewis
with the flavin' the hype
and the Havy and the Haven Navy. Madge needs the money. Send it, please, Flavin.
Dyke faggot.
Dyke fright. Yes, God love him. All right. Well. So basically, you're pretty preoccupied then, huh, Madge, with this huge amount of money that is sort of Damocles hanging over your head.
I'm soaking in it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that you just use sort of Damocles. I think that would be a good name for a porn star or like a porn movie.
What name?
Sword of Damocles.
Who the fuck said Sword of Damocles?
I did.
Vera.
When did you say that?
Just now. I said you got the Sword of Damocles hanging over your head with your taxes and the tax bill and the whatnot.
Mostly
that. Is it okay to ask how is your friend?
He's doing much. He or she is doing much better, thanks.
Oh, good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And
I just love
what, Wanda?
It's like...
How was school today?
It's like hitting a pinata. Ain't no candy finna come out of this one.
No, nothing finna come out of there. Okay, well,
I didn't have sex.
You didn't?
I did.
Oh, you did, Matt? Wait a minute.
Yeah,
Matt
at least
had
I had
sex.
That.
Now, did you buy it off of Craigslist?
No.
Where'd you get it and how? I want details. Thank you, please.
Well, somebody wanted to see my new floors. I showed him my new floors. Her,
ooh.
My new floors. Yeah.
How did you show her your new floors? With your tongue?
Pretty much.
Uh-huh. So who is this person?
Yeah.
Not telling.
Oh,
what?
So it's someone that's in your inner circle, maybe, or your sphere of influence?
I just don't have the energy to deal with it. It was fine. It was just yes, it was a repeat.
Oh, actually, I can't say that. I did actually have some half sex.
Mm.
Did we record last week?
Unfortunately.
Okay,
yes.
Then I didn't have sex. Did I?
Did we record last week?
Yes. Know.
Last week was the suicide show.
Yippee. And today is the homicide show.
Today is the apparently the tax excitement show.
Eat this hot nursing home.
Well, I can tell you that I want to hear about Wanda's Easter Sunday, and I know that you're a Jew bitch, so you didn't have Easter.
Oh,
so
right.
I won't ask you.
Okay.
What'd you do on Easter?
Thank you so much for asking, Auntie Vera, because I, Wanda Wisdom, had the most Christian of Easters.
And praise the Lord.
Can I just tell you? Hallelujah, can I get an amen? I woke up in the morning and then I went outside to the front of my apartment complex, and I live in a Christian village.
Praise
and
the Lord.
So in the front yard, there was this Christ's tomb, you know?
What the fuck are you talking about?
And we had the big boulder rolled to one side, and I went in the tomb just to make sure he had risen, and sure enough he did. So then I went and got about my business for the rest of the day and had some ham. I'm totally talking out of my ass. Actually, But can I tell you,
praise the Lord,
I swear to God, I did see that on somebody's front lawn. It was or a church front lawn. It was like the tomb of Christ with the thing open and the like his clothes laying on the thing.
It's because they are nut jobs.
But I didn't actually have a very Christian Easter. I went on a date with a homosexual.
Ooh, did you color his eggs?
No, I wanted, well, hopefully he's not, or maybe it is a good idea for him to listen. But I would have colored his eggs, but it was much more, you know, mature in the sense that we didn't see each other's bits and pieces.
Oh, it was a grown-up date.
Yes, it was a grown-up date.
Wow.
Which, you know, don't you love how when you have a grown-up date, as well, you guys don't know. Madge is a lesbian, and you don't do anything.
Hey,
but well, the people out there
I do
that
wonderful
are
things.
But you said, Wanda, that you did sort of have sex. Now, having a date where no clothes come off is not sex.
No. This
so
was somebody
happened?
Else, and this was a week before.
Oh,
but
okay.
I had miscalculated.
Oh, I got it. I was
a week off.
I'm just delayed.
It was so memorable, I forgot when it was. No, I'm kidding. It was very enjoyable if that person is listening. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh no, don't you love how as when you have a grown-up gay date and it ends with is like a peck on the cheek, instantly you're like, I don't know, were they interested? Because you're so, I don't know about you, but I'm so used to, like, you know, even if you don't go there, it seems often that we do go there or try to go there or make hints about going there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so when they don't go there, you think, God, did I do something wrong? When in actuality, it was just that you both had a very nice time and you respect each other.
And you're saving the best for last.
Okay.
Uh-huh. You're finna do it eventually.
Oh, I hope. Well.
With his eggs all colored and shit. He'd be having
okay.
Uh-huh. How did you meet this person or find this person?
Oh, just mutual friends.
Oh, that's good.
And he's, you know, like, we had actual conversations and had actual similar interests and had actual laughter that was not forced or contrived. So, yeah, it was a nice time.
You want to hear about my Easter?
Oh yes. God, what did yes. you eat?
I made incredible food because we had friends over. We had our friends April and John came over. But during the Easter day, when everything was supposed to be being prepared, Gooch came in from the garage at about 11 a.m. and said, I think we have a little bit of a problem. And I said, what? And he said, our hot water heater is leaking. And we went out to the garage, and there was this long trail of water leading down the garage and out the garage door. And there was a pipe behind the water heater that was spewing hot water. And as I tried to put something under it to collect it, perhaps in order to keep from having to get a plumber on Easter yeah. Sunday in an emergency situation, and then the leak got and the leak got worse, and then we had to turn the water off to the house. Now, mind you, I am in a state where I have to cook a massive Easter dinner. I can't even wash my hands because there's no water in the house. And we had to call, we called three different plumbers. One was our homeowners our homeowners policy plumber that you don't have to pay a ton for because you buy this homeowners policy. They didn't answer the call. So we had to call this emergency plumber who came out, and I am truncating this story because I know you don't like me to go on and on.
Right, and you haven't so far on this story, certainly not.
Right, no. I just hate you so much. So the plumber eventually came out and basically just fit about a 2.5 foot long copper pipe replacement and a couple of copper elbows. Took him maybe an hour and a half to do, and it cost $700. $700.
Wow.
Happy fucking Easter.
Yeah, well, at least he'll have Easter dinner.
Yeah, we had a wonderful Easter dinner. I made a half a full ham that I glazed and did
Wait
all kinds
of... Wait a minute, a half a full ham?
Well,
what the hell's a half a full ham?
Well, a full ham...
Canned ham.
Oh, you know, a full ham is like the entire gigantic... leg.
I know it's just an odd way of saying it, isn't it? Wouldn't you could just say a full full
I've
ham?
I've never seen a full half ham. I've only seen a canned ham and ham on the bone.
If I said half a ham, I don't think that a lot of people would know that. But half a full ham.
I don't know what the fuck either one of them things mean. I'm a Jew.
That's what I was going to say. It's you're a Jewy and ham is treif. So don't worry about it because you can't even talk.
And be just glad because then you don't got to worry about high blood pressure.
And all you know, and also you can be kin with your Muslim friends, your Muslim compadres that don't like pig at all.
Mm-hmm.
So you kids can hang out together. Anyway, I made the ham and then I made a lamb and barley stew with parsnips and spring onions that was unfucking believable that I used an entire boneless leg of lamb in. And then I made creamed spinach that I put into puff pastry shells. And then I made this potato and shallot dish that you boil down with chicken broth and butter and it. Oh my God, it's so good. And deviled eggs as an appetizer. And then we had cupcakes and candy for dessert.
Did you ever see that series, The Two Fat Ladies?
I loved that show. Loved that show.
I love that show too, but they were a little bit fatty. Well,
They were very fat. Now, we don't eat like that every day. That was Easter Sunday, plus we were having company.
I'm just jealous.
April Winchell. Do you know April Winchell? She's the daughter of Paul Winchell, and she's pretty famous in her own right.
I know the name. I don't
Are
know
you
if it's because you've talked about her
about
or what. But I know. I think you must have talked about her. Though.
Yeah, April. April's a, no. If I were going to name drop, it wouldn't. I love April to death, but April is the same celebrity I have, so that ain't nothing to chat about. She just had a much more famous father. Paul Winchell was very famous ventriloquist. No, she's very
Me
sweet.
Me too.
She,
I had one, a very famous. I bet you guys didn't know this.
No. Do you have a famous father?
I did.
What?
What did he was he was he a bank robber?
No, Mr. Wisdom of Wisdom Industries. Very famous. Very big in steel. I'm just talking smack. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's okay, sweetheart. Anything to fill the time. Talk as much smack as you want. What did you do on Easter Sunday, you Jew bitch?
Listen, the problem with the Jew bitch thing. Is there's really nothing I can call you that's equivalent. What am I supposed to say? You agnostic white person? You majority of the country, you?
I'm not. Good you, God.
You half marginalized.
Yeah.
All right, I won't. Wasp. That is mean anyway because I do love you, Madge, and so I shouldn't call you nasty names. It isn't nice, and I apologize right now, and I won't do it again. I may call you Yetta, but I won't call you that nasty J word anymore.
Okay. Anyway, I don't remember what I did on Easter. I think I, what did I do on Easter? I know I did something. I did yoga. And,
well, what did you do for, didn't you have Passover?
I know I hung out with my friend John. And,
Pesach.
I really don't know. No, I didn't do Pesach because my family was out of town and they hate me.
They hate you. Now they hate you. They used to love you a lot. What happened?
No, they do. They just. Nah.
They left, and so therefore you're assuming they hate you because you want the world to take pity on you. Woe is the Weinstein.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that's an exciting, exciting topic.
I mean, I could have celebrated it had I gone to where my family was, but I didn't.
You hung
so
around.
So can you
here,
have like
but that was
a
another
mini-
state. Was Florida.
Mini Passover, like, you know, I could have had a ham sandwich. You could have had some kugel.
I didn't do anything. Oh. I'm eating lots of bread and canned ham. So.
I went to, my friends and I have started this new tradition because we're gay and homeless. Not homeless,
you're gay?
Familyless. Yes, I like dick, big dick.
Oh, I did.
Ooh, love a big dick.
Cheney?
Huh?
Cheney?
Oh, I thought you said veiny. I'm like, well, you know, veiny not so much, but big and thick. Dick will make you sick. Okay, so.
I think veiny's kind of hot.
It depends, unless it's like one really big vein that looks like a big earthworm underneath the skin, and then, frankly, that just kind of grosses me out.
Wow, okay.
But my friends and I have started a new tradition on the holidays because we don't have family anymore. They're all died in a plane crash.
Oh, my God.
No, but, you know, it's typical of a lot of my friends are in recovery and they came to Minnesota not by their own choosing necessarily. And so a lot of them don't have families here. And so on Christmas this year, we went to Chinese buffet and we did the same thing on Easter.
Oh, that's what Jews do. You must have seen a lot of Jews there.
No, do you know there were no? Well, I don't think we have very many Jews in Minnesota. No. I'm kidding. Of
that's
course,
what,
but
that's what Jews do on Christian holidays: Chinese food.
Well, that's what we started doing because, man, it's good food. You don't gotta clean or cook,
and you still can blow it up with salt like you ate a canned ham.
Yeah,
I'm not. I don't like Chinese food very much.
Oh, I could eat it every day.
I just think it's too salty and sweet. It's like, it just kind of annoys me. Unless, yeah.
We have really good Chinese restaurants here that we get delivery from that it depends on what you order. It does tend to be a little on the salty side, I must say, though. But, I mean, there's one restaurant out here called the China Garden that, oh, my God, it's so good. Oh, it's delicious food. It's so nice. And a lot of vegetables, and the vegetables are not overcooked to death. They're still kind of...
Yes, good. I like that.
Overcooked vegetables are worthless.
Yeah.
Absolutely worthless.
I love broccoli to be a little
broccoli
crisp.
And beef.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be bright colors.
Yes. The right colors.
Bright colors.
I understand. Said. Right and bright.
Right, huh?
Uh-huh. Wednesday. Hold on. Okay.
Oh, so, God, this sucks. I can't get out of this mood. I just keep thinking about all this fucking money. Jesus Christ.
I think
fuck
maybe
the pain away.
I think maybe what? You should probably cut yourself some slack because it is a heavy burden that you're carrying right now, and so that's what's going to be on your mind.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know what I find generally helps?
What, Wanda? What?
Food, man's.
So it's substitute addictions, basically.
Or Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
I'll get on those. I'll get right on those things.
In that order, please.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Well, the good news is the Tudors are back on the television.
I know that you love it, and I have such a problem with that, basically because of who they cast as Henry VIII.
I think we've had this.
What
I
are we talking
about?
Oh, the Tudors
discussion. Yeah, but he's hot. So what? I'm a lesbian. I don't care. I can look past it. Can't you?
No, because Henry VIII was 300 pounds, ugly as sin, big beard, and ate gigantic turkey legs with his.
Who want to watch that?
Realists. People have a reality.
Who cares?
Okay.
Who gives a shit?
But see, what you talk about, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth because you talk about...
Really?
Yes. You talk about the dumbing down of this stupid society and what it's being spoon-fed, the bullshit that it's being spoon-fed.
But see, you're trying to place a paradigm of logic on the illogical.
No, but this is a well-produced show. I mean, at least it's not reality TV. I mean, it may not be perfectly accurate historically and obesity-wise, but it's still a scripted show that actually hires real actors and uses the real craft of filmmaking and television production to create it, you know?
Okay.
So it's not like talking about American Idol.
Which, by the way, did you watch that clip? Not American Idol, but Britain's Got Talent.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Did you not? I don't know about you, but if you didn't cry when she found out that she won,
I did.
You were not human. I'm sorry. There's just no hope for your soul.
I cried when she started singing, but I'm a sap. I cry at everything. But I truly got tears in my eyes when she opened her mouth because I was sitting there waiting for the joke.
Yeah, I was like when she, just the look on her face, I found myself like blubbering out loud and going and like laughing at myself because I'm sitting here in the, you know, by myself crying.
Yep. I did too. Do you know what we're talking about, Madge? Have you seen it?
No.
there is a clip that is now viral. It's everywhere. Of a contestant on the British version of America's Got Talent, which is Britain's Got Talent, basically where America took Britain's Got Talent. And a contestant, a 47-year-old lady from a small little village in England, who looks, you know, just big bushy eyebrows and overweight and
it
frumpy
looks like
dress.
Something Madge Weinstein would really just be all over.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like,
and they
right.
They set her up on the show, and you really expect it to be one of those train wrecks that you're going to watch and absolutely crack up about. And she gets on stage, and she makes a little bit of a fool of herself by joking with Simon Cowell and a couple other people, and she does this little bump and grind movement, and you're just thinking, oh, God, it's going to be another one of those. And she's going to sing one of the hardest songs to sing from Les Mis, I Dreamed a Dream.
Mm-hmm.
And so they start her music for her, and we're waiting for the screeching train wreck, and she sings it.
Hi, what's your name, darling?
My name is Susan Boyle.
Okay, Susan, where are you from?
I am from Blackburn near Bathgate, West Lothian.
It's a big town.
It's a sort of collection of... It's a collection of villages. I had to think there.
And how old are you, Susan?
I am 47. And that's just one side of me.
Okay, what's the dream?
I'm trying to be a professional singer.
And why hasn't it worked out so far, Susan?
I've never been given the chance before, but here's hoping it'll change.
Okay, and who would you like to be as successful as?
Elaine Page.
Elaine Page.
Like,
what are you going to sing tonight?
I'm going to sing I Dreamed a Dream from the Miserables. I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
No.
I dreamed of love that never died. I dreamed that love would be forgiving. I was young and unafraid. When dreams are made and used and wasted.
Such a gorgeous, angelic, powerful, magical voice that she blows everybody away, including anyone who watches the clip. And so that's what we were talking about. And then they go backstage with her afterwards, and she's this, you know, she's just fallen apart because she was so nervous, and she's meek, and she's, and we found out now that the woman never had a date, never kissed a man, took care of her mother, and her mother died recently, and her mother always wanted her to go on the show, and she never would.
How old is she?
47.
Mm.
And it's just, it's everywhere. If you just, you know, if you go on, if you have any interest, just go on and look up Britain, probably Britain's Got Talent.
Boyle is her last name.
Yeah.
It's Ellen Boyle or something Boyle. Yeah.
Boyle.
But she, I mean, it really was like, because in our, and somebody said it far more eloquent than I did. Somebody posted about it and they said, you know, in our society where everything is prepackaged and everything, in order for you to have talent, you have to look beautiful and be beautiful and all that kind of crap. And then this just totally turned everybody's expectations on their head.
Yeah.
And I think gave people that sense of like, you know, it sort of changed people's perspective maybe in a way.
Well, it's also how quickly, and this is no new news at all. It's very old news, but how quickly we formulate judgment and opinion strictly by appearance.
Hang on. I'm sorry. I have to excuse myself for a second. I got a phone call.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I thought that people, even the reporting on the story, it would say things like, you'd be forgiven for thinking, you know, that this was going to be a train wreck. And it's like, even that reporting just belies how, you know, like, well, she's ugly, so of course you were going to think she was crazy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I know. I had the same reaction that, you know, when she opened her mouth, that was the first stun. And then as she continued and you watched the judges change their facial expressions and you watched the audience and you watched everybody around be totally moved by this woman's voice. It was really, I think that's why the clip is everywhere in the world today.
Yeah.
Because of that, it was
except
beyond
on my computer, evidently, because I didn't even hear about it. See, that's the problem with this Facebook. The shit goes by so quickly if you don't watch it.
But you know what's funny is that this came.
I don't understand it.
I caught it on about the second go round because I had seen the clip and I was just like, oh, I hate these, you know, shows like that. So I didn't even give it a second look the first time I saw the clip. And then a couple days ago or yesterday or the day before, I watched it and I was just floored. And then it seemed to have picked up steam again yesterday and today, and now it's like everywhere. So
yeah.
It goes in waves, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what else, ladies? What else is going on? Come on, there's got to be something.
Let's see.
Well, have you heard there's one of the survivors from the Columbine shootings, one of the students who it was 10 years ago, if you can believe that one, has made a movie, written and gotten a movie produced about the tragedy at Columbine. And a lot of people are talking about whether or not this is exploiting personal tragedy and if this kind of thing should go on and if the guy should have opened up the can of worms again. There's all kinds of controversy swirling around what to me doesn't seem very controversial. Have you heard anything about this?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Wanda?
No, in fact, I haven't either. I feel kind of out of the loop, but sorry.
Okay, well, mm-hmm. That's no problem. And with that, let me check that off my topic list. And gosh,
hey, are we done? Because I had something I thought we could mention quick. I wanted to at least tell Madge about it. When you get out of your funk.
Okay, that won't be today, though.
Okay, well, a year from now. No, yeah. But you can listen to it now. It'll just, you know, won't make things worse. But there's a wonderful public radio show called To the Best of Our Knowledge. I don't know if you listen to it on a regular basis.
I have not heard of it.
Comes out of Public Radio International, and I think they're based out of Wisconsin. Anyway, okay. They do kind of like This American Life and other shows where they have a topic and they kind of do three stories on the topic in an hour. And the last one they did, or one of the last ones that they did, was on depression. Mm. And they had this wonderful conversation with Parker Palmer about the similarities between psychological depression and economic depression. And I thought he really framed the discussion in a really interesting way. And I don't know, I just thought, this is something I bet Madge would like to listen to. And because it's very much.
I think it'll cheer me up, maybe.
It kind of says that basically as a country, that we have some, you know, we're basically paying for the shit that we did, and that it's not necessarily a bad thing in the sense that it may be our way of finally addressing the shit that we chose not to or did so inefficiently before. I'm not making any sense. But
what does that have to do with physiological depression or physical, whatever you
call it?
Well,
he talks about the similarities between, you know, psychological depression and the economic depression, meaning like it's a coping mechanism. He talked about depression as almost a way to alert you that there is something you need to change. It's almost like an evolutionary coping mechanism. And so to really use the depression as an opportunity to stop and see where you are and see what needs to be changed. I'm really completely glossing over the discussion, but when he started to talk about the relationship between that and the economic side of things, I was like, "Ooh, yeah, as a country, we really fuck some shit up, and now we're going to pay the price economically in the same way that, you know, if we were anyway." Just listen to the damn story.
Okay, what's the name of the show?
They have a very easy website. It's just ttbook.org.
Oh, come on. For real.
For real. I know this is the most I'm like, only public radio people would name their website Titty Book.
Oh, I see it. You're right.
That's the acronym.
Can I get it on subscribe to our archives through Audible? I can't just.
No, it's on iTunes.
Oh. Well, how come they don't have a Linky Poo, as you would say?
Because they're retarded.
Linky
Poo. You can just in iTunes look up Titty Book.
Why didn't you tell me that in the first place? And Christ on a stick. Store. Let's go through this. Store.
Now, did you say, Wanda, that
TT Book?
Because I caught something that I may have caught wrong. Did you say that they're talking about depression as being a state of mind that perhaps is beneficial in that it allows you to truly think out your situation? Was that
he just talked about the theory that that human beings developed, that depression was basically an evolutionary response, that you know, like it's a warning sign, like, hey, hello, you might be going down the wrong path, stop,
you know, and kill yourself.
No,
it makes it's evolutionary.
I am not going to be as eloquent as the guy.
I'm subscribing to it. I'm going to listen to it because it does sound weird. Now, is it depression stories? Because that's like three shows back, it looks like.
Yep.
April 4th?
Yep.
Okay, I'll listen to that, and then we can talk about it. Maybe the V-Raids will, too, and we can all talk about it next week. Won't that be joyous, happy, and free? Happy, joyous, and free.
Faraya.
Now, you sent a very interesting link just now, Madge. Did you want to talk about that?
No.
Oh, okay. Thank you for it, though.
Did I not?
You may, if you want, but I just thought it was.
Well, you know what?
Interesting.
What I love. What I love is that any technology that we come up with somehow is turned sexual by men. Men will turn a stick. Well, that would be obvious.
There's another one I just sent.
Okay. Yeah, I heard you bloop just a minute.
Well, you're summarizing manhood or
whatever
it is.
Well, let me explain. Oh, God.
Oh, that's not real. That is not real.
Everything on Lady Bunny's blog is real. Come on.
Okay, the first thing that was sent was a picture of a man holding his iPhone to the mirror so that he is taking a picture of himself naked, or holding his penis, rather, so that you could see his penis. And then it's a link to Guys with iPhones that is all pictures of guys in various state of undress taking their own photo in the mirror.
I didn't see that. I didn't see the link.
Yeah, there's a link below the picture.
That's the best part.
Oh, cool.
But I feel like I'm on Manhunt.
The thing about that... the thing about that is that any piece of technology that we come across, men will turn it sexual. Men will take the iPhone, this great communication device, this high-tech thing, and basically use it to show weenies. Look
this
at my weenie.
This is kind of pointless because it doesn't have any contact information for these people. What good is that?
Well, because I think there is a certain amount of our public, a certain group of people that enjoy simply being naked in whatever form in front of other people. I think that's called exhibitionism. And I think the very act of exhibiting themselves is
news.
What you have, what, Wanda?
I got some breaking news.
Break it, baby.
Nevada Governor Jim Gibbons says he would veto a pending legislative proposal aimed at giving same-sex domestic partners the rights and benefits that Nevada offers married couples.
He'll go to heaven.
Yeah.
God, that's a big one.
Are you still looking at the pictures? That's why you're getting Skypey, because you're looking at the pictures.
Well, you know, I actually, if you want me to upload this now, we're going to have to end it because I've got to get on my boost.
Okay.
Ladies, shall we short show it? Is that what you're saying, darling?
Yeah.
Short it.
All right. Well,
I just figured in order for me to take a few minutes to upload.
To vacate the premises. Then I will say that it has been a joyous opportunity to talk with you two lovely ladies, and I would like to thank our audience, whatever constitutes our audience, for listening to another version of Eat This Hot Show. Wanda, please say goodbye and tell everybody where they can find you.
Goodbye, ladies. My name is Wanda Wisdom, and you can listen to me daily on WandaWisdom.com. And
Madge, please say bye-bye and tell everybody where they can find you.
God, that one's huge.
That's not where they can find you.
Madge.
Huh?
Come back.
YeastRadio.com, but I'm not posting any shows until people donate.
Okay. Well, I'm your Auntie Vera Charles, and you can find me at VeraSpeaks.com. Thank you, one and all, and bye-bye.
That was great. I feel like I carried the show there.